This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing good neighbor Elijah Brown with BQ Air Conditioning. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Like I said, trying to fill up my day with paperwork and all the fun sides of running a business.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about BQ Air Conditioning. We know we're in Florida and it's hot, so we really, really need you. What did you do for the residents?
Well, that's been the nice thing about having this business in Florida is there's usually a good demand, and most of the time people are happy to see you, which is always nice. You know, it's nice having that feeling of coming in and saving the day when people are roasting and not enjoying themselves. We can come in and help them out. We've been working in this industry for about 20 years now. Worked for one company for most of that time. And then it just got to a point where, I kind of hit a ceiling of where I was at. And I had a partner that I'd worked with for a good majority of those years at the other company. And so we decided, we could kind of, I don't want to say do it better, but we definitely noticed that we take a little more care into things than maybe some other people were willing to. So that was one thing that we thought we could, differentiate ourselves when we, to start our own company, So that's one of our biggest focuses is just trying to take that care that people that might be more focused on just kind of getting in and out, it might not go for.
Okay, the AC business, they call it Havoc. What transition? What brought you into this industry?
To be honest with you, I moved here. That actually came here for vacation, like 21 years ago or so. And once I figured out that I was going to be staying in Florida, I kind of looked around for work to do. Now, I'd come from a web design background and everything, so which there wasn't much of that at the time in Central Florida. It was kind of after the dot-com bust, I had known some people that worked in AC, and I started just picking it up, and I just really enjoyed it just because there's so many technical aspects to it that you can learn. So I just kind of bought all the books, started studying, and I enjoyed the amount of things that you could learn. Not only is it air conditioning, but you also need to know some plumbing. Sometimes you got to do some carpentry. There's so many aspects to it that I just really kind of love doing it. And plus, like I said, everybody's usually happy to see you when you show up, to fix their air conditioning. So when you combine all that together, I really enjoy doing it. And, then after doing it at a company for so many years, I knew that's if I wanted to start a business, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, in Florida, it's hot. So everyone loves the AC. They can't wait to see you. When that AC is not working, you're the man. And I see you transition from web design to now you're really using your hands.
Yeah, which like I said, that's one of the things, it's something to see, if you're coding and stuff, see that kind of appear on a computer, and then it's something completely different to... put something together with your hands, and kind of take, that's probably why I'm so particular with the way that we do things in air conditioning now, is because I had that design background. I have to see everything being level and, you know, everything buttoned up and nice and neat, you know, otherwise that designer side of my brain just is not content. So, you know, that's so that kind of carries over from there, but it's a completely different feeling of being able to actually, you know, have a physical impact on the neighborhood, you know, as opposed to just kind of something out there in the ether of the internet.
Plus you get like a little workout, you know what I mean? You don't have to go to the gym. You done got a little workout there in there. So you got your workout.
Oh yeah. Trust me, you climb up in those attics and start sweating. You keep a pretty slim figure. Now I've put a bit of that back on since I started the company, and I don't have to spend as much time, you know, climbing up in the attics and doing the tough stuff. Luckily we got younger guys that can do that now. But so I put on a little bit of that weight, but it kept me pretty slim for quite a few years.
So Elijah, tell me, what are some of the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
I would say the biggest thing that I have an issue with is it's one of those things like auto mechanics, you know, where when I was younger, I spent a few years and for the majority of people, you take your car in and the mechanic tells you, oh, you know, you go in for an oil change and the mechanic tells you, well, you need new brakes and new tires and, you know, you might need to get this replaced and this replaced. And then they hand you the bill and you kind of just got to go, oh, okay, I guess so. You know, and I do think that a lot of that happens in the air conditioning trade, just because they're, you know, unless you're in it, not a lot of people actually have, you know, a real big knowledge of how everything works. And so it's kind of, and in a lot of ways, it's similar to like a car engine, you know, with a little bit more science behind it. But you know, so I think it's really easy for some individuals, hopefully not companies, though it does happen, to take advantage of people that just don't know, you know, and you kind of, if an AC guy comes in and tells you, you know, you got to get all this work done and this is what it's going to cost. You know, if you're in the middle of the summer in Florida, you kind of just got to say, okay, you know, just get it up and running. You know, so that I think that's one thing that kind of bothers me the most about the industry, you know, as far as a misconception, you know.
So Elijah, we see that you are a hard worker. You're doing a little carpentry, you're doing some plumbing, and you're making sure everyone's happy. Everyone's excited to see you. But outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
I suppose the you know, I've got little hobbies here and there, but one of the reasons I decided to start a company as opposed to continuing to work with somebody else is just spending time with the family, you know, having a little bit of extra time. You know, I can kind of budget my time a little bit better owning the company as opposed to, you know, I would have to kind of go put out fires at whatever hour of the night working for somebody else. So just having that ability to, you know, take the girls on a bike ride, you know, take them, you know, show up if I need to show up for their honor roll ceremonies, things like that, you know? So a lot of it is just the simple stuff, whatever my girls want to do kind of mandates what I want to do, you know?
Yeah. That little difference it's really big when it comes to family and kids. Remember, just you being there, those special moments. And I'm glad you made that transition so you're able to share that with your daughters. Let's change gears a little bit. Can you describe one hardship, life challenge, something that you rose above and today you can say you're better and stronger because of it? What comes to mind?
You know, obviously that starting a business is a pretty big, you know, hurdle, kind of taking that leap of, you know, getting away from the guaranteed, you know, paycheck week to week. But I think that the ability to do that probably just came from you know, grown up dirt poor, you know. So that kind of helps you deal with problems in life that aren't necessarily so hard, you know. And you know, I kind of grew up as a latchkey kid. I had a single mom that worked two jobs, you know, so I was just kind of roaming the streets and then coming in and eating a bowl of Fruity Pebbles when I got home for dinner, you know, or whatever we could find in the cabinets. So, you know, kind of just basically growing up in that way kind of prepares you a little bit for sucking it up when you get older.
So it made you into a fighter and led you to be the champion, which you are today. Now, BQ Air Conditioning, tell the listeners one thing that you want them to remember about your company.
I would think pretty much what we base the company on is that, I say we because, like I said, I kind of started off with my partner Silas, that we worked together for 15 years before this, and he kind of had the, you know, the same, we have a lot of the same values, and you know, those values are basically just, you know, we're trying to help people, you know. We both try and be able to sleep at night, you know, so we're not out to try and rip anybody off. And like I said, I think we just have an attention to detail and trying to help people that I think a lot of bigger companies probably lost somewhere along the way, you know? So if anything, I would think that they would just appreciate, you know, us, the honesty and the kind of, like I said, basically trying as hard as we can to make sure that people are going to be happy with our services, you know.
Elijah, how can our listeners learn more about BQ Air Conditioning?
We're working on our online. Of course, it's one of those things. I'm stubborn and I don't like to have anybody do anything that I think I can do myself. So with the background, so we're kind of working on the online, though. They can look us up on Facebook, but the easiest way is, you know, the number for the company is directly to my cell phone. That's 772-200-4223. And that's direct to my cell phone. You know, I answer every call, and we do have a Spanish phone number also, which is 772-882-0693. So that's the easiest way. They can email us at info@bqhvac.com. And like I said, we'll eventually get a better online presence, but most of everything we do is just word of mouth, you know, so we have so much business coming in there, but I've kind of put everything else on the back burner, but we're working on that, on those things, but it'll be at bqhvac.com once we get that up and running.
Well, Elijah, I really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.